Welcome to No Longer Conformed, my online preaching and teaching ministry. We're studying the book of Matthew in the first gospel. In this session, we'll be looking at Matthew chapter 12, verses 1 to 21, the Sabbath, to do or not to do. Well, but let's begin with looking at the actual text of the fourth commandment about the Sabbath. In Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 down to verse 11. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work. You, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath and hallowed it. God wants His children to practice a Sabbath day of rest and worship. Christians observe the Lord's Day in celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The principle is the same. One day in seven to rest and gather with the saints for worship. There are other principles of gathering and ministering together as believers, but we're only going to deal with the Sabbath in this passage. Matthew chapter 12, our passage, verse 1. At that time, Jesus went through the grain fields on the Sabbath, and his disciples were hungry and began to pluck heads of grain and to eat. The issue is the Sabbath day. The Pharisees added to the teaching of Scripture and covered the day with the traditions of men. There are many opinions regarding this subject among Christians in our day. They range from no commitment to unbearable rules. Jesus confronted Sabbath misconceptions promoted by the religious leaders of the day. In our passage, he presented the true understanding of the Sabbath. First, Jesus presented a compassionate view of the Sabbath law. Look at verses 2 through 8. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said to him, "Look, your disciples are doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath." But he said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he was hungry? And those who were with him? How they entered the house of God and ate the showbread, which was not lawful for them to eat, nor for those who were with him, but only for the priests? Or have you not read in the law that on the Sabbath the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath and are blameless? Yet I say to you that in this place there is one greater than the temple. But if you had known what this means, 'I desire mercy and not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned the guiltless. For the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath. Your disciples are doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath." Why would Jesus blatantly violate the Sabbath laws? No law prohibited what they were doing. Labor on the Sabbath for profit was prohibited. Satisfying personal hunger was permitted. Jesus related the story of David and his fighting men. In 1 Samuel chapter 21, verses 4 to 6, "And the priest answered David and said, 'There is no common bread on hand, but there is holy bread, if the young men have at least kept themselves from women.' And then David answered the priest and said to him, 'Truly, women have been kept from us about 3 days since I came out. And the vessels of the young men are holy, and the bread is in effect common, even though it was consecrated in the vessel this day.' So the priest gave him holy bread, for there was no bread there but the showbread, which had been taken from before the Lord, in order to put hot bread in its place on the day when it was taken. David's men were weak from hunger and needed nourishment, and the priests had to do their work before the Lord. The priests in the temple profane the Sabbath and are blameless. Well, what's the point? Jesus was also doing the work of the Lord and didn't violate the Sabbath. There was an open claim to deity by that was an open claim to deity by Christ. He is greater than a building which God only visited. For the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath. Jesus had prerogative to rule over man-made laws and over the Sabbath itself. God wants you to be balanced in observing the Lord's Day. It is primarily a day of rest and worship, but deeds of necessity, deeds of service, deeds of mercy are the exception in serving the Lord. Second, Jesus illustrated an appropriate value of man's traditions. Look at verses 9 to 13. Now when he had departed from there, he went into their synagogue. And behold, there was a man who had a withered hand. And they asked him, saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath? That they might accuse him. And then he said to them, what man is there among you who has one sheep, and if it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will not lay hold of it and lift it out? Of how much more value then is a man than a sheep? Therefore, it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath. Then he said to the man, stretch out your hand. And he stretched it out, and it was restored, as whole as the other. Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath? The religious leaders used their law to try to trick Jesus. Jewish tradition did not allow the practice of medicine on the Sabbath, except in serious, life-threatening situations. But no law in the Old Testament prevented giving medicine, healing, or performing acts of mercy on the Sabbath. The leaders needed to see how far they had strayed from the spirit of the law to only be concerned with the letter of the law. Jesus responded with a scenario which directly related to their life in verse 11. What man is there among you who has one sheep and it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will not lay hold of it and lift it out? No one would argue with that. Of how much more value then is a man than a sheep? It's always lawful to do good and meet another's need. And third, Jesus provided an accurate vision of the Messiah. Verses 14 to 21. Then the Pharisees went out and plotted against him how they might destroy him. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew from there. And great multitudes followed him. And he healed them all. Yet he warned them not to make him known, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, behold, my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved in whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he will declare justice to the Gentiles. He will not quarrel nor cry out, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and smoking flax he will not quench, till he sends forth justice to victory. And in his name Gentiles will trust. Then the Pharisees went out and plotted against him how they might destroy him. With the knowledge that they were plotting against him, Jesus kept carrying out his mission. He healed them all. Never in the Old Testament did any person demonstrate healing power the way Jesus did. Physical healings were rare. He powerfully displayed his deity, healing, raising the dead, delivering from demons. Jesus displayed power over both the physical and spiritual realms. And he also showed compassion for those affected by sin. Look at verse 16 again. This is a strange verse. Yet he warned them not to make him known. What was Jesus afraid of? Nothing. He wasn't afraid of anything. His concern was those who in their zeal would push him into the role of a conquering hero, in the mold of rabbis' teachings. Verses 18 to 21. They quote Isaiah 42, verses 1 through 4. Contrary to teaching, Messiah would not have a political agenda. He would not lead a military campaign, nor would he seek public fanfare. Messiah would not stir up a revolution or force his way into power. Rather, he would operate with gentleness and meekness, declaring righteousness even to the Gentiles. Look at verse 20 again. A bruised reed he will not break, and smoking flax he will not quench, till he sends forth justice to victory. A reed was used by shepherds to make musical instruments. Once it was cracked or worn, it became useless. A smoldering wick no longer gave light, it became useless. Both images represent people who are considered useless by the world for whatever reason. For whatever their life has become, Jesus' work is to restore and rekindle such people, not break them or quench them. Messiah showed compassion to the lowliest of the lost in this world. Jesus did not come to gather the strong for revolution, but to show mercy to the weak. That perspective helps keep the law of the Sabbath in its proper spirit. Rest in worship, but ready to show compassion to those in need. You give that some thought, and have a great day.